feeling in the morning.
Every caller that ends up on air, oh, go away, traffic report. Every caller that ends up on air wins themselves an air fryer right through until 9 o'clock this morning. And we're doing this with the help of an awesome new show. Can you not? I love our traffic reporter, but we're just going to just keep that one down for now and come back to her shortly. Traffic is important, but we've got to get to this first. With thanks to MasterChef, it's obviously going to be huge. Junior MasterChef on 10, 7:30 Sunday, helping us out with air fryers. And a very good mate is on the line, Fief.
Yes, Jock's on Frillo. Jock, how are you?
Good morning. How are we?
We're good.
We're great, Jock. And we know last time we spoke to you and we told you about our wonderful Fridays, which are Air Fridays, and you said you couldn't get your hands on one. So we sent you one. Jock, how's it going? Have you made anything yet?
Unbelievable. I'm made up. When it came, I couldn't believe it. I was so happy. And it's caused a lot of distress and problems in our house because all I've done is play with the air fryer since I arrived. So what have I had it for? I've had it for, 2 weeks? And I've had everything in there. I had barramundi in it yesterday. I had baby cos. You know the cos halves that you buy in the supermarket?
Yeah.
Like a whole baby cos. And I cut them in half, washed them, wrung them out, and then put them in the little basket thing, put the dressing and the seasoning on top of them and popped them in the air fryer and had like a warm Caesar salad when they came out. It was,
wow. Jeez, that's advanced.
It's got my chickpeas covered. It's gone next level.
But I didn't realize what, like, in my head, an air fryer was something that you put oil in it, and I imagined that it just spun around with all the oil and fried in the air, which it isn't. It's just basically like a little convection oven, pretty much.
That's yep. it. Nice. That's yep. summed up beautifully.
Yeah, like it's far more, I imagined it being this fairly unhealthy thing, but actually it is, like
healthy.
We have a thing called a rationale, and every chef in a kitchen has got one, is this rationale oven, which is this convection oven that blows air like super hard in the oven, and it gives you a better product essentially. What this is like a miniature version of that. It is so good and so far away from what I thought it was. I just didn't understand what it was. No, I do. I'm very happy.
This is amazing. It's changed his life.
Just a real advocate, isn't he?
Now, Jock, I mean, obviously we would love to imagine the kids getting hold of air fryers in the kitchens, but how are we? Now, we've got Junior MasterChef happening this Sunday. What can we expect? What sort of talent have you uncovered amongst our little kids around Australia?
Well, wait till you tune in on Sunday and see it. It is absolutely epic. I was just staggered by the level of what these kids could do at that age. And, you know, I know I started in kitchens early, but I wasn't doing what they were doing at their age. Not a chance.
Gosh.
I mean, you know, it's 10 years old making choux pastry, you know, and you know, it's funny. And, you know, so standing in the MasterChef kitchen and saying, where did you learn how to make a perfect choux pastry? And they'll look at you and, you know, and I'm saying, you know, was it your grandmother? Was it your mum? You know, and they're like, no, I learned it on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah, of course you did. So, and that just shows you, as generations have passed on, I am now a dinosaur. And they've got a way of learning food, which is much more effective than when I was a kid. So, anyone who is anybody is going to tune in and watch these kids cook. What they are doing on the screen is what happened. They didn't get any help. It is absolutely unbelievable. It's staggering to watch.
Yeah, I can't wait, Jock. Now, obviously the kids are brilliant, as you just said, but you do the adult MasterChef. Do any of these kids put any of those contestants to shame?
Absolutely.
100%. Got them covered.
There's moments when the three of us as judges looked at each other and went, how? How?
Wow.
Just how is that possible? It's just unbelievable. And so, and you'll also fall in love with these little kids, right? Because they're super cute. You know, and it's hard. You know, I got asked the other day, so, you know, did you have a favorite? It's like, they were all my favorite. They were all cute. And when you spend that much time with any kid, you're like, I am a dad, I've got four kids, you know? So I love hanging out with kids. And I, you know, cause immature, I had the best time.
Yes,
it was 100%.
I've been watching the ads, mate, and I'm like, I said to my wife, that this is a job for me.
Yeah,
like, I would love to be a judge of all these kids. Like, it'd be so much better than working with the adults.
Exactly.
How do your kids, Jock? How do your kids? I was going to say, how do your kids go in the kitchen?
My kids are great. I've got my oldest is 19, so she's sort of eating a lot of sort of vegetarian, vegan stuff, and so we've been going. I've been going through as a chef a bit of a journey of discovery there, making recipes for her. And my youngest is, well, at least till Monday, is 2.5, and he gets up in a, we've got like a little cooking stool thing, so he gets up on the bench. And I just pass him anything that I'm cooking. You know, I'll give him a bowl and a whisk. And if I'm chopping carrots, I'll give him a carrot. And, it's good for him to, nibble the carrot and feel it and touch it. And you just get them involved from an early stage. It's a great way to get your kids involved in the kitchen early, I think, is the best kind of relationship then they're going to have with food moving forward as they grow up.
Well, good stuff, Jock. And, of course, you've been with us for Air Friday. We'll be watching Junior MasterChef. And I don't know if this was an accident, guys, whether it's developed a bit of a theme on the show, but rock legend Jimmy Barnes is going to be on our show after 8 o'clock, also a Scot. I don't know if that's just a coincidence. Yeah, you guys are mates, aren't you? He's on our show after 8, Jock.
Yeah, we're best mates. He's such a great guy. And I don't actually know if he knows that I've got an air fryer, but he's got every gadget under the sun, right? Like, I mean, literally, and most of them are commercially oriented because him and I are mates. And if you'll right. see, he's been around the house and he'll see something, and he'll be like, oh, I've got to get it. And so, there's every fire cooking implement you could imagine at his place.
Barnsley's house, wow.
I bought him a pasta machine the other year. So he's got this commercial pasta machine. He is pro at making pasta. In a commercial machine.
I want a pasta machine.
Who are you?
I don't think he's got an air fryer.
Well, what do we do?
We could, Jock, we could give Jimmy one, or Jock, how would this be for a bit of fun? We love giving away air fryers. You've joined us. You're excited about your air fryer. How would you like to give away an air fryer right now to one of our listeners?
I'd love to give away an air fryer.
Okay, well, let's do it. Okay, I'll get air. We've got air. Who is this? Is it Sylvia?
Yeah, we're going to put Sylvia on, Faith.
Sylvia?
Hi.
Jock, what did you want to tell Sylvia?
Sylvia, do you want one of those air fryers? Seriously?
Oh, my God. I've been waiting for ages.
I can't
believe I got through.
Jock channeled his best FM Jock. There we go. Excellent work there. Jock's on Frillo. It's a future talent there, giving away prizes on radio. Sylvia and Mill Park, well done.
Thank you.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Scott Morrison, while we were away having some leave, the new budget came out. Now, one of the budget issues that has definitely fired up some politicians, and I guess many people, particularly people who are going to be studying in the future, and that can be young students or mature age students, university fees. Now, the costs of arts degrees are set to double. Maths and science degrees have been slashed. The arts degree, it is causing a little bit of debate out there. Some people call this a useless university degree.
Right. Is that why they've doubled it, though? Because it's easy to get, so.
I don't know that they've doubled it because it's easy to get. I think what they're trying to encourage people in the future, I guess, science and maths areas that are growth areas, Fev, that maybe that's where we need our employment to be funneled through. So then they go... A lot of students do arts degree, and there isn't a lot of people that do so. That doesn't get people job ready, whereas a science or economics degree might get someone job ready. And it's a very interesting point. Now, 131060, we are going to open the phones, so prepare yourself. If you are using your arts degree, we would love to hear from you. Because I speak as someone who did an arts degree, completed
an arts
degree.
What areas does that cover?
Well, this is the thing. Arts is...
Don't take it so literally.
So an arts degree, Fev, is so general. Like an arts degree back when I was doing uni, so when I finished school in the mid to late 90s, a lot of people were going... You would get a score. And I actually got a high score.
Of course you did.
But if I didn't want to do law or medicine. I didn't get that high, to be honest. It was just below those ones. Well, it's a fair bit below medicine. But anyway, if you didn't, arts is just where you ended up. So I went to Melbourne University and started an arts degree. And I was actually 6 months in and I went, well, what's the point of this? I was doing Greek mythology, German cinema, women's studies. Still don't know what that means. I did a subject called Sexting the Text.
What?
Whoa.
Well, it just sounded a bit raunchy, didn't it? But it wasn't. Wasn't that at all.
Was it about sexting?
No. It was Sexting the Text was about the subtext in
reading between the lines?
Yeah.
Sort of?
Actually, not bad, Fev. The idea is that in every, whether it's book or piece of art, or that can be a film, there is always a subtext about sexual stereotypes.
That's like when you get a message from someone, Boxy, for instance. Mm-hmm. I know we're going off track a bit here, but that's
way
okay.
Off.
Like if someone sends me one kiss, I go, cool. But if someone sends me like two kisses, I'm like, ooh, what would you say?
Really?
Two?
I'm a two kiss girl.
Yeah, I know.
Don't look into it. Don't read into it. But anyway, sorry, back to the subjects I did. And I won't lie. I was I did a year of arts at Melbourne Uni. Then I went and did performing arts at Monash Uni because I wanted to hone it in a bit more.
Well, there you go.
So do a bit of acting.
Hold on. That's been used by you.
Thank you. Then I went off to regional radio. I did radio at Swinburne and then I went into country radio stations.
Well done.
But I finished my arts degree because I wanted to just complete it.
Mm.
And I won't lie, I don't think it's helped me in any way, shape or form. I don't believe it's contributed to my career or my success because radio was a hands-on skill. You needed to go into the radio stations and get your skills. The arts degree, I tell you what, when I finally paid off that hex debt, I was thrilled.
How
because
much is
it was.
Hex?
Well, my degree cost me about $10,000.
Wow.
But I deferred a lot. I changed subjects. I was chopping and changing, not knowing that the government were charging me for it.
Right.
But 131060, we would love people who have an arts degree and it's come in handy.
Yeah. Okay. I would have just brought my schmuck
defend it.
Paintbrush if I had did an arts degree.
131060 is the number. We haven't exactly been inundated with callers yet, which might not be a surprise. 131060 is the number.
101.9 The Fox.
We've just asked the question if anybody in Melbourne is using or their arts degree. Now, that means you've done an arts degree and it's come in handy. You actually go, yes, I'm glad I did that. Because arts degrees are set to double. And there are people, particularly Jackie Lambie of all people, Tasmanian senator. She's not happy about it at all. But anyway.
What do you reckon the easiest one would be, Boxy? You're a smart
arts
woman.
Degree.
That's the easiest.
Degree, that's why everyone does it.
Because I'd love to get one.
An arts degree from
that?
When I did an arts degree, Fev, and most kids that leave school, it's the degree you do when you don't know what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's like a time filler.
How long does it take if you just did it flat
3 years for an arts degree.
And that's like full time?
Yeah. I did mine in about six.
I'd do mine in 10. I'd nearly be dead by the time I finished.
Margaret from Edith Vale. Hi, Margaret.
How are you?
Margaret, I'm great. Now, this is wonderful. You are using your arts degree. It came in handy.
I am using my arts degree. So I'm a teacher. So teachers who teach English and geography and history who, you know, are subject specialists definitely need to do some kind of arts degree. We want our children to be learning from people who study literature and are really knowledgeable in their area.
That is a wonderful point.
That's a very, very, very good point.
That is a
concerning.
Point.
Yeah, it concerns me a little bit that perhaps we're discouraging people to be subject specialists in things like literature, and then they're going to go into education and perhaps not get the breadth that what they should get. And we really want those people to be, you know, encouraged to go into education. We want the best people teaching our children.
Margaret, I'm so glad you called because we were trivialising this and that is actually a very serious point that teaching – and so does that mean, Margaret, I guess, that teachers, if they're going to double an arts degree to become a teacher, that's going to be quite expensive education. That's a really good point, Margaret.
Yeah.
Well, the teaching qualification, you don't need to go into the depth that an arts degree goes into, but it's
is the dip ed part of the arts degree, Margaret?
I don't know, but you said that arts is the easiest and – my head's hurting from this whole conversation.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Right, not that we do want to trivialise the subject, but you've won yourself an air fryer, Margaret.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
What did you say, Boxy? The dips in the mud? What did you say?
Because you do a dip ed to become a teacher. But you got your air fryer, Margaret, but yet now, because this is quite serious, I am now genuinely concerned that Margaret's the only person in Melbourne who called us who's using an arts degree. They're now going out of fashion. We need our teachers to have arts degrees.
Oh, wow.
And we were offering free air fryers and we only got Margaret.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Over the tenure of Fox FM, one Australian artist we would have been playing and we still play to this day because he is one of our all-time favourites. He is Barnsy, Jimmy Barnes, and he joins us now. Barnsy!
Hey, guys, how you going? How's it going in there? Happy birthday.
Thanks, Barnsy. How are you going? Now, this is you have definitely been using isolation and the pandemic to your advantage because you have been busy writing and you now have this fantastic book, Killing Time. Available online, all book retailers, great gift for Christmas. Is that what you were doing at this through, I guess, the first few months of ISO, Jimmy?
Well, yeah, I was doing that. And basically, we were writing the book and Jane and I decided that we'd both try and learn instruments. So Jane like took up guitar and was playing guitar. I took up bagpipes. And I'd learned a little bit at the start, so... at the very start, when I first started playing them, I sounded like I was strangling a cat. Now, you know, after 6 months, I sound like I'm strangling two cats.
Actually, I love Jimmy. You have been using ISO so well. You and Jane, I follow you on Insta. Yeah. And I love what you guys get up to. And particularly, once a week? But when you get the family together for a performance... What a wonderful, you really do represent, this is family time and you can make the most of it.
Well, you know, just we figured we were all, because we were sitting here and, we didn't want to get bored. We're so busy people. And we haven't sat still for 6 months in 40 years that we've been together, Jane and I. So we had to sit here and we thought, all right, let's do some stuff. You know, we wrote the book. We're planning a few other books that we're writing. And when we decided, we thought we'd play some music. We got a lot of mates all over Australia, particularly in Victoria and Melbourne, who were really struggling with this lockdown. And we just thought it'd be good if we, just reached out, man, do a song, have some fun, you know, be entertaining for ourselves, but we'd also just let our mates out there know that they're not alone. So we were pulling songs from our history, mm-hmm. But Jane had suggested a song and I go, okay, I can't believe it. One day I said to Jane, I really like, let's do that song. What's that song, Secret Love? She goes, you want to do a Doris Day song? And I'm going, okay, yeah, all right, yeah, I'll do a Doris Day song. And so we'd do songs, anything that came to mind that just reminded of our past. That was a song my sisters and my mum used to sing, So, and every time we do one, it seems that more people sort of connected with it. And it was just giving people a little bit of, a little bit at the end of the day where they could sort of, cheer themselves up. And for me, I'd spend the day writing the book. And then at night, I'd get to make music with my wife or my family. The kids would come around every couple of days, or once a week or something. And we'd the grandkids, and we'd all get to play, and it's just awesome.
It's beautiful.
Now, Jimmy, most people in Australia want to hear in 2 weeks all your songs. Smash the Gabba. Are you going to sing at the AFL Grand Final?
Listen, you know what? I was talking to Melbourne Adelaide Radio, right? And they said, we'd love you to get to the grand final. And I said, oh yeah. And I said, they've got the Brisbane Symphony playing. I'm going, well, that will sound fantastic. That'll be really good. But it's not a grand final without Barnsy. And I'm going, I'll tell you what. And I just said it off the top of my head. I said, if Port Adelaide get in the grand final, I'll play. And I hadn't even even thought that there is a lockdown period. I by the time I got there and got into the grand final, it'd be like next season.
No, I actually think because you're in Adelaide, so you don't have to quarantine. You'd be able to go straight in, so you'd be able to sing.
No, I'm in Sydney.
You're in Sydney. You should be all right. Get out before they lock the borders.
I should have got out last morning.
You get a free ticket, sing for free.
But but the way things are going, I would hate to be flippant about it. But if I apply now, I might be in for next season. And God knows when it's, hopefully it'll be back in the MCG by then.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, Jimmy,
how do you guys feel about it not being in the MCG? Is it weird?
If it's Brisbane, Port Adelaide, Jimmy, no one's going to care, mate, in Melbourne.
No one's going to care. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Bring it back to the G where it belongs.
I think they've done well just to get the bloody season finished.
Yeah, they have done well.
All this stuff, They're really well. Yeah,
it is
well
amazing that we had a footy season. But you mentioned before Jimmy Mates and performing with mates. Now, we had one of your mates that you performed a song with earlier on the show. Yeah. Jock Zonfrillo joined us about an hour ago on the show.
He's a good mate.
Well, he's a great guy. You've joined us on Friday, Jimmy, and on our show every Friday, we call it Air Fryer Day, where we give all our listeners air fryers. Now, we gave Jock an air fryer, and he's loving it. And then we said to Jock, maybe we could give Jimmy an air fryer. But he, I don't know whether he doesn't want you to have one, maybe, but he was telling us that your kitchen is just full of lots of gadgets already.
He's got every gadget under the sun, and most of them are commercially orientated, because him and I are mates. And so, you know, there's every fire cooking implement you could imagine at his place. I bought him a pasta machine the other year. So he's got this commercial pasta machine. He is pro at making pasta for in a commercial machine.
I want a pasta machine.
I don't think he's got an air fryer.
Jimmy.
I haven't got an air fryer. But
well, you do now, Jimmy.
Yes!
You know, yay!
You've got one now, bro.
Jock gives me these things, you know, he's a good man. You know what I gave Jock? He gave me the pasta machine. I gave him a set of bagpipes.
Well, what because a moment. What a moment on the show.
Because I don't want to be the only person whose neighbors hate them.
Jimmy Barnes has just received an air fryer on Air Friday. What a moment. People will be in touch with your people, Jimmy, and that will arrive
All that healthy cooking.
And we don't want any bagpipes in return, bro. You can keep them.
I'll get you a set, I promise.
And, of course, Jimmy's mate, Jock, Junior Master Chef, they've got right behind Air Friday and they've provided the air fryers. So we appreciate that from both Jock and from Junior Master Chef. And Barnsley, it's the book Killing Time, available from online book retailers. And make sure to stream and download Killing Time, featuring the Australian Chamber Orchestra now, which we'll just look, let's just play a bit of a drop from that as well, because this is available. Great work, Barnsley. We'll put
Thanks
that out there.
Much, guys.
Available online book retailers, of course, as well, and stream and download that one. Great stuff.
Thanks for having us on the show, guys. All the best to you.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, I want to talk about some Victorian sayings. Now, these are sayings that are specific to Victorians that only Victorians understand.
Okay.
Now, these have been printed in an article, and I'm going to run them by you. This is a good one.
Do I have to give the definition?
Also tell me if you know it.
Okay.
So, fit as a mallee bull.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I didn't realise that wouldn't make much sense to other people around the other...
Fit as a mallee bull. A lot of coaches say that.
I agree. Yeah. But maybe, I guess, if you were from another country, you'd go, I have no idea what you're talking about. Because Mallee's a region in Australia. Busier than Bourke Street.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, That's a good one.
It's a very specific Victorian saying.
These sayings, I know I wasn't born in Victoria, but these are just, they don't sound particularly, no one's
You've
saying,
never heard that.
No one's running around saying these. Who's saying them?
You've never said it's busier than Bourke Street.
Bourke Street. People say that all the time. Oh, God, I went to the footy, it was bloody busier than Bourke Street.
Actually, in fairness, I'd say it's like Pitt Street around here and everyone would go, who, where, what? Yeah, no, fair enough. Go on. Mm.
Wow. See, this is the dividing line will come, Byron. You are a Sydney sider.
I'm 2 from 2.
And I should run these by you as well. Driving a Toorak tractor.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, we call them Toorak trucks. It's basically anyone in a four-wheel drive call a Toorak truck.
I've never heard that.
Are you kidding me?
No, I haven't.
A Toorak truck.
Yeah. Narry Warren, mate.
Now, this is an interesting one.
You live in Brighton.
I didn't know this, but apparently we refer to the wrong side of the Yarra.
Yeah, that's you.
Is that right? Well, thank you very much. So if you're north of the Yarra, you're on the wrong side apparently.
That's 100%. Us Bayside people say that.
I don't, as someone who lives on the south side.
Bayside, honestly, you guys are on like in your own
world.
I've got to be honest. I don't want to... I'm going to move off from...
You've got an out-of-touch Baysider and someone from Sydney. We are both useless at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. I'm in the suburbs, man. I'm in the suburbs.
Yeah, I'm from the suburbs.
You're from Sydney.
No. The wrong side of the Yarra, that's an old saying. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, but I just figured out I'm on the wrong side of it. Didn't realise that. Mm. now, things are crook in Tallaroook.
No.
I haven't heard
that.
Come on.
No, that one's...
No. That's terrible.
Now, Buckley's a nun.
That's one. Yeah, that's old school.
I know, but I didn't realise that was just specific to us because of William Buckley.
Yeah, I thought it was from Nathan because they don't win anything.
No, he was a convict, Buckley. That's interesting.
Okay. He was from Glen Rowan. Keep going.
Was he really? I don't think you just made that up.
No, he was.
No, he was in John Batman's Settling Party. You just made that up. Yep.
Good old John Batman. Next
I'll
one.
I'll meet you under the clocks. Now, that's an interesting one. Flinders Street.
Oh,
so if you're meeting somebody at Flinders Street Station, you often say, I'll meet you under the clocks.
Yep.
Do you?
Or under the boardwalk.
The final saying.
Behind the shelter shed.
No.
Yep. The only good thing about New South Wales is that it keeps Victoria further away from Queensland.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's just mean.
That's a good one.
I love that. I'll use that more often. Sorry, take that back to Sydney, Byron.
Hey! All right, I guess
we're
done.
Some good sayings there.
Get that fun feeling in the morning.